Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening to DIY Money. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a 5-star review on iTunes so your friends know that they can learn from the show. Now, enjoy the show. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to another edition of DIY Money.
DIY Money.
OA Howard in the house.
Quint.
What's shaking?
Life is crazy.
How's the new automobile?
Still haven't got it.
What?
It should be here soon. I was told that it went to the dealership. You know how I'd like explain the whole broker thing?
Yeah, it's there.
They got the title. Now they're like doing final touches and then they'll schedule delivery, which is wild. I feel like I've been adulting from every angle this week and I'm exhausted.
Adulting.
Like, I got an email from my landlord and they want to renew my lease. Fine. That's one thing I'm dealing with. The car people, I went grocery shopping. Last night, I got home at like 10 o'clock because I went to the gym and then I went to the grocery store and was running errands. And then I sent two emails. One was about my car. One was to my landlord. Like, I just felt like, give me a break. It's 10 o'clock. Let me do something fun.
What? You're killing me, Smalls.
Why do you just wait till today? Why did you have to send them last night?
Well, the one email was sent to me yesterday. Actually, they were both sent to me yesterday. So I have to get back to him.
So I'm not, I don't want to make light because I get it. It's, you know, today, my day always begins around 6:30. Well, my day really begins around 5, but then the kids start to wake up at 6:30. And today was scrambled eggs and cheese with ham. Toast for my youngest.
Mm-hmm.
My middle son then came down and requested a couple eggs over medium with toast, which I, you know, prepared. Then I had to create my breakfast for myself. Then, you know, we have our pool. I mean, these are all first world problems, but pool opening today. Paying our landscape guy who just finished up all the landscaping yesterday. You know, series of meetings. And then tonight, my wife and I have to keep score at a volleyball game.
What?
Yeah.
How did you get roped into that?
Yeah, because my son's playing volleyball, and we have to volunteer for the volleyball game. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that. And then friend flying in tonight at 8 o'clock at the airport. And then at some point, I want to make sure I watch the NFL draft some point as
today?
Well tonight, too. Yeah.
Shoot.
So I hear you.
It's too much.
You won't go backwards. Like, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
It's going to continue.
This is a half-baked idea that I have had for a long time.
Abracadabra.
And I'm finally at the point where I'm like, I'm not going to do this, so someone else should. Hear me out. Adult subscription service. So you pay, like, a monthly fee.
Allie, I think they have those.
To be clear, assistant subscription. Okay, I'll work on the name. That's a good feedback point. But, hear me out. When it's time to file your taxes, they do it. When it's time to renew your registration on your car, done. If you need to schedule your dentist appointment, they do it. And they tell you, this is where you're showing up. When you have to buy a freaking new car, they find it. When you got to renew your lease, they negotiate it. They do it. Like, wouldn't that be incredible? They fill your pool
for you
every year.
So I would say other than that thing, so that would create, that means they're on site and they would have to fill the pool.
Or they hire someone to fill the pool.
They have those, I'm sure, personal assistants, and I think they're even virtual. They don't have to be around, and you can hire someone to do that. And I am 100% in agreement, 100%. I'm guessing if I priced it out, though, I would go, no.
Yeah,
like,
that's what
I'm not going to do that.
But if it was like, I feel like right now, personal assistants, it would be like, a very bougie thing to have a personal assistant.
Sure.
But if you normalize, hashtag normalize personal assistants 2024, if you normalize it, then I feel like you could do like a cheaper subscription service.
I think we should look into it. Let's look into it. No, let's look into
it. I don't know.
And let's see if that's out there. And then let's compare notes and see what we found.
It could be good.
I'm in charge of her schedule, her appointments and her expenses. And most importantly, I get to go with her to Paris for Fashion Week in the fall.
I would be 100% on it. Like, I'd be like, yes, I want to do that.
Less stress.
Less stress.
We do the rest.
Whoa.
Whoa. Can't
nope,
take that
you
copyright
don't stress,
trademark.
We do the less. What?
You don't stress.
We do the rest.
Rest.
That's nice. Anyways, okay, let's move on. Odds and ends, please send us questions, podcast@diymoney.org. We have a junior today, and we love those. So if you're out there and you have an inspiring mind in your home and you think, you know, that's a great question, we should send that into DIY Money, and you'll get $12 as a gift card. What I'm saying is the parent takes 13,
oh,
right? So
it's
they
like,
get,
what
they
are you?
Could be a VIG. We, you're like, so, oh, I think you got $12, and the parent gets 13. Anyways, we'll send a $25 Amazon gift card to the email on hand. So we'll let you decide what you want to do with that for the junior out there. But yes, keep those coming. Also, visit us on the web, Jewel Financial. This podcast is sponsored by Jewel Financial, J-O-U-L-E, financial.com. Let's go right to Andrew. Andrew, what do you got?
D-I-Y!
Hi, I'm Andrew. I'm 16 and work a seasonal job in the summer on Nantucket. Last year was my first year working. My question is, I have a custodial Roth IRA set up through Vanguard. Can my parents fund the account up to the amount of money that I earned at my summer job? Or am I the one who has to fund the account? What is the limit that my account can be funded to each year? I love the show, and especially the junior questions. You guys rock.
Andrew, That first of all, I just had visions of you like working a summer job on Nantucket. Like, that's awesome.
Awesome.
That's just, I wonder if he runs into Dave Portnoy. I think Portnoy has a house on Nantucket. I could be wrong. Anyways, I just think that's so good for you, first of all. Bravo. But I mean,
bravo.
Like, I just vision like, hey, I'm here to, you know, it's like a multi-gazillion dollar mansion, and I'm here to trim your, you know, hedges and mow your lawn or whatever, wash your Bentley, I don't know.
Wash your Bentley.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. So bravo to you. Allie probably wants to talk about the particulars, but I do this with my son, my oldest, who is the only one has been working. My 14-year-old will be working this summer, TBD on where that is, but to answer your question, well, first of all, I think it's fabulous. And people who listen to this, if you have a child in your house who is working and earning wages, reportable wages, you can consider setting up a custodial Roth for them as well. It's the same thing as a normal Roth, except they're below the age of a legal person.
Majority.
I don't know. They're a minor. I was going to say majority, too. I was like, that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, if you're turned from minor to, you're just an adult.
Major. You're just a major.
You're a major. So if you're a minor, then you have to have an individual, a parent or guardian that is acts as the custodian. So they're the custodian of it. But it is yours, and it operates the same way. And what you can do, to answer your question, Andrew, is the amount that can be funded into that Roth is only the max amount that you made in the given year. So if you, whether you, now again, your side, maybe you are having reportable wages, the difficulty will become if you're doing all this cash and you're not reporting anything. Like if you're mowing lawns and they're giving you cash and you're not reporting anything and there's no paper trail, that's going to be difficult for you to then make a contribution to a Roth. So I would caution you, maybe talk to your parent's tax advisor or whatever and just get some stamp of approval on that. But let's say you're working, I don't know, in a restaurant or whatever, and you actually have reportable earnings. Well, in that case, the amount of money that you made for that summer up to the contribution max, you could contribute to a Roth. Now, last year, I think my son made $1,000. Like that was his reportable wages was $1,000, right? He was 16 years old, made $1,000. And he made tips and stuff that, of course, I'm not going to say. They certainly were not reportable on there. I put $1,000 into his Roth. He doesn't even know it. I just put $1,000 into the Roth. Now, I wrote that check. It's fungible. It doesn't matter where it comes from, whether it was your money or your parents' money or a gift from grandma and grandpa, whatever it is. That gets in there. So it does not have to be, quote, your money. Your parents might say, no, it has to be your money. Or maybe your parents just say, no, this is a wise place to invest. But as long as you have reportable earning, you can invest up to the maximum. You can put the money in there. It doesn't need to be yours or your parents. And you can invest accordingly. And at your age, again, you didn't ask this, Andrew, but personally speaking, I would keep half of it very boring. Keep it to index funds. You know, S&P, total market, whatever. And then the other half, I would look for great opportunities that you think of companies you know so that you can use this as an educational tool as well and learn about the ups and downs of investing. What say you, A. Howard?
Yeah, you kind of nailed the specifics. I will add, too, because I think this is a question I've gotten several times, is if it's the limit is per kid or per account. So make sure that if you are a parent contributing on behalf of your kid, if there are also grandparents contributing or aunts and uncles or whoever it might be, make sure that you're not exceeding that annual limit or, like Quint said, exceeding the amount of income that they have reported. So I'm not going to get into the weeds on what he was talking about you're mowing lawns and you're not necessarily putting it on your tax return, but as much money as they've reported on their tax return, make sure that you're not exceeding that. The other thing, well, I'll say this too, as I was looking into this or as I've been thinking about it, at some point I heard someone talk about how as a parent, they think about contributing to a Roth for their child, kind of like a 401k match. Which I really like that mindset. So a lot of times your first job as a kid, now I actually had a part-time job that did offer a 401k, which was tremendous, but most of the time you're not going to have a 401k match. So it's a cool way to start to explain that to your kid, help them to understand and have the concept of if I put money in savings, someone else might also put money in savings too. So I like that strategy as well. But I kind of want to broaden this question a little bit too, Quint. I'd love to hear your feedback too. Andrew's thinking about the Roth IRA, and we've talked about this in the past, but it's been a little bit. I would encourage you to think through, it is never bad to contribute to retirement. The earlier you start, the better you're going to be. But keep in mind that if you're only contributing into retirement, when some of those midterm goals happen between now and retirement, you can't just take those funds out until you're 59 and a half. So if your goal is to start saving for a car or start saving for college or start saving for a house one day, whatever it might be very careful to sock everything into a Roth, because then you're not going to have the liquidity or the ability to just pull the funds out when you need them that you would have in a different type of account, which is just a custodial account. So very similar to the Roth, your parents can open this account and it's just a normal taxable account. And if I decide tomorrow I want the money, there's no penalty to take it out.
So the way we approach this is we set up custodial accounts for our kids that we're contributing to on their behalf, primarily geared towards the idea of college or higher education. But we used a custodial account, I've talked about this many times, so that it can be used for other things if they get a scholarship or decide not to go to college or what have you. So that is that, and that can be used, again, for a variety of things. The way I think about the Roth is I just think about that as, you know, that's not going to be an option for them. Like that. This is money, and if you do the compound math, when you're putting $1,000 or $2,000 into a Roth for the benefit of your child at the age of 16, and you project that out till 60, that's a pretty good foundation of a longer-term retirement. I mean, there's a great idea. It won't gain much traction. I think it was Bill Ackman, who did the calculation, said, look, if we put a couple $1,000 into an account for every baby that's born in America, this is the amount per year, which is a fraction of some of the spending that we do in certain areas in our fiscal budget, mm-hmm. Or our federal budget, federal budget. And ultimately, it would set up folks for a much more secure financial future than what we're seeing as Social Security, et cetera. So I look at it that way. I don't look at it as this is something you're going to tap. This is another vehicle that I'm providing for your benefit. Now, you know what? When my kid is 60 and I'm 80, I might look back and go, that was a dumb decision, right? Actually, I'm 30 years older. So I'm 90 and I'm totally cognizant. I'm still running marathons and I'm coming into the office every day. That's not going to happen.
Probably.
But my point is I'm not going to know. I'm not going to have any idea. This may be a terrible thing or a great thing. I don't know, but it's something I'm doing as a parent and I think it's great. But you're right. I mean, I'm not going to set this up or feel like this is a line of defense for money for my son prior to retirement. I'm just
right.
not.
Right.
It's a great one. Anything else to add?
I don't think so.
Andrew, keep those questions coming. Listen, this is not just for Andrew. All of our juniors, I want to keep hearing from you. I love we've gotten over the years these questions from the juniors. if you're out there, if your parents are out there, if you're a parent and you're like, man, 3 years ago, my kids, I want to hear from them again. Like, send us a question, but maybe include an update. Like, I would love that. Send that to podcast@diymoney.org. We want to hear from some of our old juniors, our older juniors. How about that? Juniors that aren't so junior anymore. Or maybe you're still a junior, but you're a couple years older. I want to see how things are progressing. What did you do? What did you buy? What did you invest in? That would be awesome. That'd Andrew, be sweet. That's your task in a couple years.
You can do it.
Reach back out to us. All right, friends, the secret to wealth is pretty simple. Live on less than you make. Invest the rest. Do so for a very long time. Make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the show. If you want your question aired on the show, be sure to send that to us, and you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card.
This show is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your homework and consult a financial advisor as needed.